Welcome to the Pilgrim's Odyssey, where we find clarity and meaning in a crazy world. I'm your host, Silouan, coming to you from Sycamore Hill. I've spent over 20 years helping people from all backgrounds find focus in the ashes and fog of life. Every episode, I share with you the incredible stories and valuable lessons I've learned along the way, here on the Pilgrim's Odyssey. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Pilgrim's Odyssey. I am your host, Silouan Green. Awesome to have you again with me today. Hope you've been enjoying these. Yesterday afternoon, I was up in the pines behind my house, enjoying a cool breeze on what was a warm Indiana day. The sun was shining. It was gorgeous. I was kicked back in my plastic Adirondack chair when all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, some wild creature came bursting out of the woods. My mind was filled with images of zombies or some disease-ridden creature coming at me in this government-imposed shutdown we're all facing. After all, the world's dying around us. But, thankfully, it was not a zombie or a diseased creature. It was my son, Maximus. And he was yelling with a big smile on his face. And as he drew closer to me, his screams became, you know, intelligible. And he was like, "Dad, there's an eel in the creek." I'm thinking, eel in the creek? You know, down from our house in the woods, it's a little creek. And when I mean little, I mean it's little. It's pretty, but it's little. You know, water in most places is 4 to 6 inches. It's probably, I don't know, 10, 12 feet wide. But Maximus is going, "There are eels in the creek." I'm like, "Eels? What are you talking about?" He's like, "There's 6 eels in the creek." "Eels?" He goes, "Yeah, they came from Bermuda." I'm like, "Bermuda, are you crazy?" Well, now this seems even crazier to me than zombies or diseased creatures roaming the woods. So we go down to the creek, and sure enough, there in that creek, in the middle of Indiana, are these 6 little eels. Now, they weren't all together when I saw them. Each one of them was sort of at a different place in the creek, sucking on a rock. They were probably, I don't know, 8 inches long, maybe as like thick as your finger. But they were eels. Now, of course, my curiosity was at an intense peak at this moment, so I had to start Googling American eels. And here's what I learned about American eels. Those things that I was looking at in that creek behind my house, no joke, were born in the North Atlantic in the Sargasso Sea. A mother, thousands of miles away, hatches literally 4 million or so eggs, and then she dies. Those eggs grow, and when they reach juvenile age, they make their way to North America. Now, from the size of those eels, they were still young. They had probably just gotten here. And we were seeing them at the end of what for them was a multi-year, multi-thousand-mile journey. There they would. Unbelievable. Now, the ones that survived the journey, they'll live in the fresh waters of eastern North America for decades, some of them. They might reach 4 feet long or longer. Then, at the end of their life cycle, decades later, something inside them, some switch will flip. They'll go back, finally, to the Sargasso Sea, where they will mate, there will be more babies, and they die. Now that, my friends, is perseverance. Perseverance. God bless those little eels. I can't wait to go see them today. If I'm having a bad day, if I'm feeling worn down, I'm going to go look at those eels. Now, as I was thinking about the perseverance of those eels, I got thinking about one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite people. He's not with us anymore, but Steve Jobs, one of the co-founders of Apple, you know, he left quite a legacy of perseverance. And there's a clip I use in a lot of the classes I teach, especially ones on leadership, about perseverance. And, you know, Steve Jobs is on stage with some other business leaders from his community, and the audience is asking them questions about being successful and doing impossible things. And, you know, basically everyone's kind of saying, hey, to do something incredible like you did, what does it take? And, you know, his answer was really interesting to me. He said, you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing because it's so hard. If you don't have that passion, you'll quit. Any rational person would quit. And to do something hard over a sustained period of time, if you don't love it, you're going to quit. And then he went on and he said, you know, that's what happens to most people. If you look at the ones who ended up being, and then I love this, he kind of puts it in quotation marks, because Steve Jobs was definitely one of those guys that didn't think you had to have a $1 billion company to be successful. There was a very zen quality to Steve Jobs. But he said, you know, that a lot of times people that in the, quote, eyes of society are successful, they're just the ones who didn't quit. You know, they're the ones who loved what they were doing, and because they loved it, they could persevere. And when it got really, really tough, they just kept going. You know, if you have your eyes on the prize, it's less likely you're going to quit. Well, there's a great lesson from that to be learned in our own lives. You know, what you got to be careful of, though, is, you know, you don't want to be where if I'm not getting up every day and my job isn't what I love doing, well, life sucks. Well, I'm not really sure that's the point. The point is, you have to have something in your life that you're focused on, that you love, to make all the hard things you have to do to get there worth it. Now, it might very well be that your job is pursuing something you love and you're able to put up with it. And maybe you change the world. Maybe you change people's lives. Maybe you make a lot of money. It also might be that the job is just a means to an end. It might be that what you love, what is most important to you, is your family and providing for them. And if you can do that, you can sleep well at night. So you're able and willing to do a job during the day that you don't like because of what it gives you, which is the ability to take care of the people that you love. Maybe you love to travel. Maybe you're a rock climber. Maybe 9 months out of the year, you do something that's hard that you don't necessarily like. So for 3 months out of the year, you can go travel and go rock climbing. The point is the same. To persevere in life, I really believe this. You have to have something that you love. It could be your faith. It could be your family. It could be your job. It could be your work. It could be a combination of all of those. When you lose that, when you find yourself waking up and you're not really sure what for, that's a bad place to go. That's the place people quit. Or even worse, in our world, that's the place people muddle. That's the place people muddle. You're just doing what you're doing because you're going through the motions. That's a scary place to be. You know, I mentioned this a couple shows ago, but I really think those are the people having the hardest time right now. You know, I think people really struggling right now, there's two groups of people. One, it's purely practical. You lost your job, you don't have money, you don't have savings. Well, I don't care what your prize is or what you had your eye on. You don't know how you're going to feed yourself. You don't know how you're going to pay the rent. You're going to be stressed. So that's one group. But I think another group are the people that were just muddling through life, and now they're sitting at home, and they were muddling, and it really wasn't for anything, and they'd kind of given up on dreams and given up on love and given up on whatever, and they're just muddling, and now they got a lot of time to sit and think about it. Well, that'll take you to a dark place, because life was meant to be lived. I think ultimately my lesson from a quote like Steve Jobs is that life was meant to be lived. Where do you want to go? That's a great conversation you can have with yourself, with your family, with your loved ones, with your kids. Where do we want to go? When everyone is on the same sheet of music, it's amazing. You know, one thing that we've done is, you know, we want to do something with our yard. We got time, we're busy, we don't always get to do enough with our yard. We spend a lot of time talking about what our vision is, what we want it to be. We got the kids involved. We got their ideas for what they want to do, where they want to go, what they want to do in the yard, as crazy as some of their ideas may be, you know, zip lines and crazy stuff. But what you get when you get everybody involved, next thing you know, everybody's outside working. And they might not like it, but they all can see the end result of it. They all love what you're going for. So you're willing to put up with some bad things. You know, it is rational to go, I don't like what I'm doing, I'm going to quit. That's rational. So people that end up at a place in life where they're not happy and they're muddling, sometimes they get there very rationally. I don't like the relationships I'm in. I don't like my faith. I don't like the work I'm doing. It's very rational. And very rationally, you muddle and you quit. Worst cases, you just wait to die. You got to overcome that. How do you overcome that? You overcome that by reminding yourself. If there's a meaning to life, it's to live. It's to find those things we love and do what it takes to get there. And sometimes it takes having a conversation. As I talked about yesterday, it's the dialogue. It's the communication. Have that talk with yourself. Where do you want to go? What do you love? What are you willing to do that's hard to get there? And start doing it. You know, a podcast like this is very much that same way. You know, you got to love what you're talking about. You got to love what you're doing, or you're not going to do it. Because it's slow to build. It's slow to get people to listen. You'll just give up. You'll quit talking. If you're just doing it because you want a podcast, you're not going to do it. But if you're talking about something you love, if you talk about things that get you excited, if you want to take people to places where they are going to love and experience life, you will do what you have to do to get there. And when you think where you want to go is going to be too hard or it's going to take too much work, I want you to think about those little eels that right now are about 8 to 10 inches long in the creek behind my house. And a few years ago, when they were hatched, they started their journey through the waters of the Atlantic Ocean, up some river, down some stream, back up a river, and there they are in my backyard with decades of life ahead of them, where they're going to live in the waters in this area. Maybe they'll move on someplace else. And then at the end of their life cycle, they're going to make that long trip back, and it's all going to start over again. It's hard, but if you persevere, it's worth it. And what are the things worth persevering for? The things we love. We don't always do things we like, but if we're doing them to get to where we want to be, we will put up with them. We will get there. You are smarter and stronger and more powerful than any little eel. You can get there. You can get there. So until next time, I want you to aim high. Spread your wings and keep your eyes on the things that matter. And you can do it. You can persevere if you'll just sit down, have the conversation with yourself or someone else to decide, where do I want to go? What do I love? What am I going to do to get there? And then when you get up every day and it's hard, you'll remember why. And you'll keep taking those steps one at a time that will get you to where you want to be. Because love is the most powerful thing there is. Till next time. I'm your host, Silouan. Peace. You've been listening to The Pilgrim's Odyssey. For books, videos, and more content from our host, please visit Silouan.com. That is Silouan, Silouan.com. Until your next visit on The Pilgrim's Odyssey, I'm your host, Silouan Green.